O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death.
Where is that boy who said that I'm Nepali boy? You told me some new boy has come. Oh. Sinanti gayanti ginanti avachnasa smaranti nandanti kabaihi tangjana taiva pashyanti atirena tavakam bhavapradaha uparamam padambujadayam. So, in the previous verse, it has been explained. Bhavesh means Klishant. This is the problem. Klishant. Simply laboring Klishanti means suffering. Suffering the hard work. Everyone Klishanti. Everyone is working very hard for maintenance, struggle for existence. Karma Sangha Anya Tritiya Saptirishat. Here, in this material world, you have to work very, very hard, just even for maintenance, and what to speak of sense gratification. This is the position. Bhavesh means Krishanti. Bhavesh means Krishanti. Avidya kama karma bhi. If you work hard, at least there is some expectation, just like ordinarily a boy takes education, works very hard so that he may be very successful in examination, and then he passes, then he works hard to get a good job. Then in the job, in the service, he works very hard so that he may get promotion. So the hard working is going on. You cannot stop. Krishanti. But unfortunately, they do not know the aim of life, why we are working so hard. That is it. But generally they want, we are working hard for sense gratification, that's all. Enjoy the senses. That is the whole civilization. So, intelligent person, they should be aware that simply for sense gratification, if you are working so hard, then this is being done by the animals also. Then what is the difference between us and the animal? But they are so mad after sense gratification. Nunam pramattak kruti, they are prepared to work for some thing which one should, just like stealing or black marketing. And there are so many things. They are working hard. Even a thief, he is risking his life not to work hard, but he is risking his life, especially in the Western countries. The burglars, they risk their life, because there the law is that anyone trespassing within your house, even ordinarily, you can kill him, is it not? Your law is so hard that even if you enter anyone's gate, anyone's property without permission, he can kill you. Is it not? I'm right? Yes? Here in India, we don't take it so seriously. So many people are passing here and there. But in your country, I know that one of our boys went to pick up some flowers in Los Angeles, and he was back. Of course, he did not like to kill him, but the firing was there. So, just see, for sense gratification, the thief taking the risk of his life. You are seeing, not only working hard, those who are not thief, they are working very hard to get some money, honestly or dishonestly, and those who are not very honest to steal, they make so many plans, so many devices to steal at the risk of life. So, the life in this material world is not very easy going. Therefore, this very word is used, bhavesh means krishmanana. Everyone is working very, very hard. But they do not know what is doing. Why they are working so hard, that they do not. Generally, as I already explained, that a man works very hard to get some money, some good bank balance, so that in old age he can live very peacefully without any disturbance. Of course, that is not possible, because at that time he may have money, but he is full of anxiety. A family man, old man, is always chintamagna. Chintamagna, well, this boy is not well situated, that boy has not education, his education is not yet finished, and that girl has lost his husband, husband has rejected. Where is the peace? There cannot be peace. Krishanti, again, he tries to adjust that boy, that girl, that grandchildren, that way. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he has said, balastavat kriyasat. The children, they are very working hard for playing. They are also getting perspiration. And they are taking pleasure in jumping and this way and that way. The balasavat kriya sattva. And jubok. What is the other name of jubok? What is Sanskrit? Jubok tavat jubati rat. That young man, they are busy working very hard. Where is woman? Where is that girl? He is also busy. The boy is busy, and the young man, he is also busy, love affairs, to find out a suitable mate. And similarly, jubakastava, jubati rakya. And after young life, when one becomes old, vriddhastava chintamagna. The old man is full of anxiety, absorbing thought, how to do it, how to do that. It is not. In this way, everyone is busy. Parame brahmani kopina lagna. Nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. This is it. That they do not. this human life, we are working so hard, just like we have taken this Krishna consciousness movement, we are also working very, very hard to collect money and to construct temple and to educate people. This is also working hard. But we have got an aim. It is not without aim. Theoretically or practically, we have accepted it that if we can please Krishna, then our future is hope. We have got some hope. But what these people have got hope? This means they have no hope. Simply by good chasing, that's all. They do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu sathakatin hi Vishnu. They do not know the real aim of life is to satisfy Vishnu. Sathakatin. Jagga, the Varnasam Dharma. When Ramananda Raya was asked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the actual aim of life for which one should work? So immediately Ramananda Raya quoted one verse from Vishnu Purana that Varnasam Charavata Purushina Parapuman Vishnu Aradhate Pungsang Nannat Tattosu Karan. The aim is to satisfy Vishnu. We should always remember this fact that we are eternally servant, part and parcel of Krishna and Vishnu. As I have given many times the example, there are so many parts of the body, but what are they meant for? To satisfy the belly. You are walking, you are catching, you are thinking, you are doing so many things. What is the aim? The aim is satisfy the stomach. You cook, you earn money, and then you purchase goods and cook nicely and put it into the stomach. Is it not? So, there is a story in the Hitopadesha. Udaram Dhyanam. Udar means this belly, abdomen, and Indriya means senses. Udaram Dhyanam. What is that? All the different parts of the body, hands, legs, fingers, and everyone, they held a meeting. That we are working day and night, and this rascal abdomen is sitting down and eating. He's doing nothing. We are collecting everything and putting into this stomach, and he's eating, but he's sitting. So, strike, we shall not work. It's like Udhar said, all right, this strike, what can I do? I cannot work. You can strike. So they did not work. Did not work when there was no food given to the stomach, then gradually they became weak. The indriyas, the different parts of the body, they became weak because if there you cannot eat naturally. Then again, next meeting they had, that what is this? Why you are becoming weak? Then they decided that the stomach must be given service, or we have to work. This is our position. Krishna is bhokta, and we are part and parcel of Krishna. That means we have to work for Krishna. This is a fact. If you don't work for Krishna, then you will starve. That is it. But these rascals, they do not know. Nati vidu sathakatin hi Vishnu, exactly in the same way. As these rascal different parts of the body limbs, they did not know that without satisfying the stomach, we shall die. Similarly, these rascals, these kurmis, those who have come to this material world, they do not know that without Krishna consciousness, without satisfying Krishna, they will simply starve. Struggle for existence. Krishanti, simply their labor will be frustrated. That is the philosophy. Therefore, Bhavesh means Krishanti. Krishamana, simply wasting time. Without knowing what is the aim of life is you have to satisfy Krishna. We have repeatedly that therefore Krishna says nothing, that the most confidence and knowledge Arjuna I am giving you. I have spoken to you Bhagavad Gita in so many details, but because you are my intimate dear friend, I give you the most confidential knowledge. Guhya tamam, this word is used. What is that? Surrender. That's all. Sarvadharmān parityajyamān. This is the most confidential. Simply surrender and do what I say. That is the fact. If we act as Krishna says, then we shall be very, very happy. There is no doubt about it. And if we do not act, then we shall suffer. This is fact. There is no question about it. That's like I have several times told you. Krishna says, Pujjanat anna sambhava. Anna bhavanti bhutani. Bhavanti. When you flourish, you become healthy, your mind becomes sound, your brain becomes sound. If you eat properly, naturally, just like the stomach must be satisfied. If the stomach is satisfied, you get the energy immediately. Different energy is produced, different secretion is produced, and one secretion is sent to the heart, and one secretion. That is medical fact. And then it is turned into blood, and there are different veins, they are distributed all over. This big machine is going on, big factory. Simply, you have to give the raw material to the factory, and things will come out. So, similarly, you have to satisfy Krishna, but we do not know that durasaya bahirathamanina. These rascals, they are thinking that without Krishna, without Krishna consciousness, without satisfying Krishna, we shall adjust by this material advancement. That is durasaya. Everything has been discussed. It will never be possible, sir. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, this is your wrong idea. That you will be able, durasaya, that's what this very word is used, durasaya. Asaya, asaya means hope. So, this is a wrong hope. You cannot. Exactly the same example. If you combine together all the senses, the past resolution, not to give any food to the stomach, and we shall be easier not to work so hard. But that is durasaya. That is not possible. You are hoping wrongly. That is not possible. So durasayaji, nati vidu sattva thing Vishnu, durasayaji, vahirathamanina. Then why people are living in that way? So many political leaders, social leaders, nobody speaks of Krishna. They are simply making plan, this party, the communist party is making one plan, the other party is making plan, other plan. But the world is suffering. So, therefore, they have been described in the Shastra, Andha. Andha means blind. Rascal. They do not know, actually, they have no knowledge that without Krishna consciousness, this human society can be happy. That is not possible. They do not know this. But by Krishna's grace, by our Guru Parampara's grace, we understand, we people who are conducting this Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, that without being Krishna conscious, nobody will be happy. Therefore, our struggle is different. We are trying to make the people actually happy. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. Everyone become happy. Otherwise, what is the use of collecting so much money and constructing such big building and inviting them, please come here, we have got nice room and you shall get food without any hard work. Why even? Still they will not come. Now in this village, we have got such a nice feeling, but you come here, but still, how many are coming? So, therefore, it has been used, Krishna Mananam, these rascals and fools must suffer. Must suffer. There is no other way. Krishna Mananam. The next day, it is said that the bhavapravaha uparamam, the next part. What is that? Sinnanti gayanti. This is the process. Sinnanti. Simply sit down. Yam gattu vatpajar. Sinnanti. Sthane sthita sutigatan tanuvam manovi. You don't require to change your position. You simply hear. Therefore this very word is used in the beginning. What is that? Sinnanti. Sinnanti means yes. Simply hear. And gayanti. So, just like we say, Hare Krishna, and all repeat Hare Krishna, gayanti. Sinnanti. First of all, hear. Hare Krishna. The leading singer. He says Hare Krishna and we repeat Hare Krishna. The Sinnanti Gayanti. Very simple method. Sinnanti, Gayanti, Ghinanti. And takes it very seriously. Accept, yes, this principle will alleviate all my sufferings. Serious. Sinnanti, Gayanti, Ghinanti, Avichnasa. Avichnasa means continuously. Not that for some days I do and then again I go to my own habits. No. Abhijnasa. Continuous. Smaranti. And if you take it, then naturally you will think of Krishna. Smaranti. Namnanti. And then gradually you will be pleased, you will feel pleasure. Otherwise, hackneyed, how you can continue? From early in the morning, you are chanting, unless you feel some pleasure, how you can do it? Artificially, it is not possible. Nandanti. And what is the subject matter? Tava hitam. Simply glorifying the activities of Krishna. Just like we sing, Udila Aruna Purava Bhage Vijamani Gora Amanija. This is our subject matter of singing. What is this? My activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That as soon as there is early rise of the sun, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately started his Nagar Sankirtan. Not of any other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply, the subject matter must be there. If I hear, the subject matter must be there. The subject matter is Krishna's activities. Chaitanya and Krishna is not different. So, tabe hitam jana, jana, public. If they do it, then saeva pashyanti, such person, what will be the result? By this sinnanti, gayanti, ghinanti, Abhishnasa, by this process, what will be the result? The result will be Saiva Pushan. They will be able to see you. Simple by this process. Has anybody seen Krishna? Krishna cannot be seen. Atasya Krishna Namadina Havir Gayam Indriyai. There are so many people there. Where is God? Can you show me God? That means people in general, they cannot see God. That is not possible. Because with these eyes, these senses, we cannot understand. We cannot understand even the why they are chanting. That's like yesterday this man was asking, why is he chanting? Because blind senses, they cannot understand what is the meaning of chanting and why chanting. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet graiham indriyai. It is not possible. But sevan mukehi jivhadu sameva suratala. When we take to the service spirit, here we are training people how to render service. Then gradually, he will be able to understand what is this name of Krishna, what is the form of Krishna, what is the activities of Krishna. That is explained. If you follow this process, sinanti gayanti ginanti avichnasa smaranti nananti, then taiva pashyanti. When achirena, very soon, not that after millions of years. No. Achirena, immediate. If he is actually serious, if he has no offense, then achirena. Achirena, daiva paschanti achirena, tabakam. Your, what is that? Your padambujam. You can see your lotus feet. Athāpi televa padām bujadvayam prasāda leṣāna grihitaiva hi jānāti sattam. Padām bujadvayam prasāda leṣāna. If one can see nāhaṁ kṛtāsa sarvasya yugumāyāsāma, nobody can see. But if one is fortunate, if he can see, that is possible by this process, sinnanti gāyam, that is possible. Then what will be the result? The result is bhava-praha uparamam. Finish this business. What is that business? Working hard, day and night, without any aim of life. This will be finished. As soon as one is able to see the padambujam, lotus feet of Krishna, then immediately bhava-praham. So who can see unless he is advanced spiritual? First of all, everyone is under the impression there is no God. And another way of denying God, yes, there is God, but he has no form. He has no head, he has no tail, he has no leg, he has no. It is another way of denying God. Definition and negation. One says directly there is no God, and another man says, yes, there is God, but he has no legs, he has no hand, he has no mouth, he has no this, he has no this. Then where is God? It is another way of denying God. This Mahabharata philosophy, what is that, gross? No. So, here, the devotees, they are not impersonalists. They first of all see the lotus feet of Krishna. Not that no hand, no leg, no head. That means, there is Upanishad, the Brahma, Samad, Rabindranath Tagore. So he addresses, Ohe to me. No, ohe to me. Who is that ohe? They do not know. Ohe. Oh. Impersonalist. Ohe to me. In the Brahma Samaj, they pray ohe. Ohe, why ohe? If you know God, then you address Him by His name, just like we say, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. We know what is God. We don't say, Ohe, why is it? You know, we know, Hey Krishna, directly address Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Jina Bandhu, Jagatpati. So that is the benefit of the devotee. By this process, sinanti, jayanti, jinanti, you immediately, achirena, very soon, the more you are sincere, you will be able to see, first of all, the lotus feet of the Lord. Padambujam, the lotus feet of the Lord, you will be able to see. And that is the way of seeing. First of all, you have to see the lotus feet, then gradually the thighs, and then at last the beautiful face. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, second canto are two lotus feet of the Lord. We have to read very carefully, because we have to see first of all Padambuja. Don't go all of a sudden to see the face of the Lord. Just like the Sahajasi. Their reading of Bhagavat means Raslila. Raslila is the smiling of Krishna, where Krishna is personally enjoying. Very sweet smiling. So you don't try to see the smiling of Krishna immediately. First of all, try to see the lotus feet of Krishna. Then gradually rise. When you are accustomed to see, as soon as you close your eyes, immediately see Krishna's birth. Then you go further. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto. In this way you have to go to the tenth canto. Then, tenth canto means the head. And then the tenth canto, the chapters, 29 to 35 chapters, that is smiling. Don't try to see Krishna smiling immediately. Then you will be baffled. It requires qualification and it requires time. But if Krishna is pleased, he can show his pleasure. I mean, smiling immediately. That is his special favor. But the general way is to see, first of all, the lotus feet of Krishna and make your endeavor perfectly done by this. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Sindanti Gayanti. This is the process. Thank you very much.